Mornings at 300 Fox Way were fearful, jumbled things. Elbows and sides and lines for the bathroom, and people snapping over tea bags placed into cups that already had tea bags in them. There was school for Blue and work for some of the more productive, or less intuitive, ants. Toast got burned, cereal went soggy, the refrigerator door hung open and expectant for minutes at a time. Keys jingled as carpools were hastily decided. Partway through breakfast, the phone would begin to ring, and Mara would say, "That's the universe calling for you on line 2, Orla," or something like that. And Jimmy or Orla, or one of the other aunts, or half-aunts, or friends, would fight over who had to pick it up on the upstairs phone. 2 years ago, Blue's cousin Orla had decided that a call-in psychic line would be a lucrative addition, and after some brief skirmishes with Mara about public image, Orla won. Winning involved Orla waiting until Mara was at a conference over a weekend to secretly set up the line, and it was not so much a sore spot as the memory of a sore spot. Calls started coming in around 7 a.m., and some days, a dollar a minute felt more worth it than others.